What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Houston Methodist Training Center, Houston Texans Training Camp 2025, all that jazz. Another day in the books. I was like, I said this
all
a lot.
All that jazz.
You know what I'm talking about at this point. Yeah. It's almost become a little routine, which, again, I think we're starting to get a feel from the players. It's a little routine, and it's kind of cool. They have a day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
They'll work again on Friday, and then very soon they will be at the Greenbrier in West Virginia getting a little work, a little change of scenery. I kind of love the way that camp is setting up in the way that it feels. I don't think that there's going to be time for guys to get complacent. I think that they're, and of course, I'm projecting forward. Only God knows what it actually looks like once we get to these places.
Yeah.
But it feels like mentally, as I'm looking at it, feels like it really is lining up for them to get the most out of training camp this year.
It is. And D'Amico Ryans, who we're about to hear from, has long sort of, you know, not preferred, but enjoyed getting away, you know, at some point during training camp. And the weather isn't going to hurt either.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But another good one out here today. We'll talk more about what it looked like. But why listen to us talk about it when you can hear the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, talk about the day of practice? Here it is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Fire away.
You know, it looks like you guys need to go hit somebody else. It looks like y'all getting tired of hitting each other already.
Yeah, right now as we're coming in, it's the third day of pass. Anytime you have 3 days of pass, like it's gonna get chippy. Guys are sore. Guys are beat up. That's training camp, so it's expected. Guys get a little chippy at times, but also just keeping it confined, not letting it get out of hand. Thought guys did a good job of that.
Deontay Campbell, unfortunately, you saw the concern from the guys, the passion for their teammate. How tough is that to really see that?
Yeah, as we're practicing at training camp, you know, unfortunately injuries and things happen. You never want to see a guy go down like Keontae went down today and had to be carted off. We just wish him the best. We'll continue to evaluate him and see, you know, where he is, but you never want to see that. Just got to make sure we're staying up, protecting each other.
How would you assess the two-man drill for the first team tonight?
We'll go back and look at it on film. I thought overall, as I assessed practice, just overall thought, you know, it looked like from the field, defense had the upper hand, made a lot of plays on the football, and they continued to do that all throughout camp, and we just had to find a way to continue to not make those plays. We got to protect the ball from an offensive perspective. Really pleased with what the defense is doing, but you don't want to see that too much, you know, from an offensive side. So we'll continue to look at the film, continue to evaluate it, all these practices. Like, this is, I think, day seven for us. This is continuing to learn from what we're doing. So we'll continue to put guys in different situations. It's the first time doing a two-minute drill today. We'll continue to work on that and continue to make sure guys are situationally aware, playing smart football when it comes down to the end of the game.
Having said that, how can you
Yeah, for me, I don't swing back from the pendulum. Like, it's a matter that we go evaluate the film, consistently look at the decision making, right, how guys are protecting, how guys are rushing, how guys are covering, running their route. Like, all of it is evaluated. So it's not like one side has a good day and it's a, oh my, we we're not good. That's not the case. It's always our offense made a lot of plays, a lot of explosive plays yesterday, and usually in camp, that's how it goes. One side gets the best of one side the other day, the other side comes out and do what. So it's not a anything to, for me to pull out the panic meter about. It's just camp, guys are competing, and I love that we have a very competitive team. And that's what stood out the most to me about our team throughout this camp, just how competitive these guys are and how both sides continue to show up and make plays.
Secondary,
they're doing a really good job. They guys are playing together. They're communicating really well. You see Kalen, Kamara, young guys, they're getting just more comfortable with what's asked of them. And they're playing within the structures of the defense and still making plays. And CJ, adding him back there, he's done a really good job of getting acclimated to how we do things. He's done a great job of communicating, working with the young guys. So I'm pleased with where the guys are in the back end. I think they can be, you know, really a strong unit for us, for our entire team. And we need them to play well for us to have a good team.
What did you see from the corners on the depth chart behind Stingley and Lassiter?
Oh, you see a lot of guys continue to make plays. Jalen Smith, you see Traymond, Arnett, D. Ross, all those guys, they show up every day. I show highlights to our guys in team meetings of our practices, and there are different guys every day, you know, at the corner position showing up. And so that's encouraging when you have guys who you can count on to step out there and make plays. And now all those guys will be evaluated as we go through our preseason games to see, you know, how we can do it versus other teams, different looks, different routes. But right now at this point in camp, still very, very excited to see how this group will continue to grow. Jaden's done a really nice job. I think our coaches have done a great job with all of our rookies. Like, that's the one thing I harp on is that growth, all right, and having that steady persistence to improve your craft every single day. Our coach has done a great job working with the rookies. Jaden has done an outstanding job, and Coach Ben McDaniel's done a great job, not only with Jaden, but with Jalen, all of his rookies, and all of the vets as well.
We'll close with Will and Sam.
How far along is he for rookie receiver compared to some of the guys you've seen in the past? Where do you still want to see him improve?
He's right where he needs to be. For me, I'm not comparing him to anyone else. Just for him and where he is, Jaden is doing a nice job, and he's improving every day, and that's all I can ask of him. I think it's unfair to try to compare him to someone else. It's just he just has to keep improving his game, and that's all he needs to worry about.
Do you have a stat that's overrated?
Nah, I don't know. A lot of them. The one that matters to me is winning. That's all I care about. How do you win a game? But what stats are you thinking about?
Well, yesterday you were talking about, like, sacks. Like, yeah. It's all right if you get a sack for, like, pressures or yeah. Type of thing. Like,
is there
something that we talk about that just doesn't matter that much?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can say, as I mentioned the other day, sacks, they do get overrated. If a guy gets 10 sacks, like, wow. But always taking the mindset, you think about – you know, a season, a guy has, I mean, you talk about guys playing 800 plays, 900 plays, and he gets 10 sacks, and that's a great year. So you talk about 10 plays out of 900. Well, what about a guy who gets 50 pressures and the ball has to come out? You're able to get a pick, interception off of that football. Which one matters most, right? And if a guy get 20 sacks, it's a Hall of Famer. So it does get, you know, kind of over. I'm not downgrading sacks. I love sacks, and I want to lead the league in sacks. But it can get a little overrated. All right. Appreciate it, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
There you go. The head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans.
Reggie's
here.
Coming out of his skin right now.
About what?
About the stats.
No, not at all. I understand the perspective that he's coming from there. That's the head coach, and that's a head ball coach. That's a football answer. Hey, man, damn on them stats. Are we winning football games? I think that it is convenient to say that, though, because I think the stats will help you understand why you're winning football games and whether you're winning football games in a way that is repeatable or in a way that is not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, here I am telling D'Amico how football works, which makes me a little self-conscious.
Let me tell you about
to be completely honest. Like, who am I to do that? But no, I appreciate where he's coming from, and there was a lot of things that he said that 100% I think are repeatable and get you to that place. In fact, speaking of repeatable actions that help you win football games, I found it very interesting when he was talking about the guys in the secondary and the defense. Like, the way that they're making plays, he made a point that I thought was really good, which is the secondary is communicating really well. They're playing within structure of the defense while still making plays. And I hadn't considered that, and that's my fault for not doing that, but it's a good point. Like, these aren't like we're gambling to make plays in order to take the football away. These boys are taking the football away within the normal structure of everything is covered up, and we're making plays on the football. Again, I think we're all in a place where we feel like this is going to be a turnover defense again. I think those are the things that make me assured that it will be.
Yeah, look, there were a couple things that he said that were interesting. First of all, on the stats, I do want to take your side for a minute. Because he said, what if the guy gets 50 pressures? Well, that's a stat, too. Pressures is a stat, you know, so. But that's neither here nor there for this discussion. But to your point, a couple things that stood out with D'Amico. You know, you could tell he was really clear. Really pleased and clear that how good the defense was. And if you weren't listening earlier as we were sort of giving our thoughts on what we were watching out on the field, the defense didn't just win the day. The defense dominated the day.
What's your favorite phrase now?
It was belt to ass.
There you go. Shout out to CJ Gardner-Johnson breaking that one out on the sideline today.
It was belt to ass. That's what he said on the sideline, and I totally agree. No, they whooped them. But to your second point, let me finish on that one first.
You got it.
Because the thing that stood out when he was talking about how, you know, the defense controlled the day, he really, I don't know if you could sense it or not. I don't know if I sensed it. It just kind of made note of it. Like, he's like, we got to watch film with this offense. Like, you could tell he was pleased with the defense, but there's got to be a point where the offense can have more success, you know, with what they're trying to do, because they were dominated today. And then the other thing that stood out is what you talked about. Go ahead.
Before we move on, can I mention, though, how do you, and maybe this is a question for the coaches, like, how do you balance the idea of this is a new offense, you're trying to find it, and I think that growth is going to be necessary, but then also you're playing against a good defense, and you also just need to be able to make plays. It can't be you know, a whole bunch of turnovers. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what that is, what that balance is, because you do need to be able to see signs of life. You need to see what proof of concept is the phrase that I like using, but also I think you have to give a little deference to the idea of the large goals that they're trying to achieve with the offense, which, again, to be fair, this is not excuse-making. This is the thing that I had problems with when they made the hire, when they were going with the offense, and we're like, we're going to get competition. The ways that you're trying to do this, it's tough to thread that needle, and I think you might be seeing the effects of that needle that you were trying to thread being small.
And I think that's what D'Amico was saying. You know, like, this was great, but, boy, we really, you know, maybe too great. You know, he didn't say proof of concept, but I think that's what he was heading toward. He wants to see the offense, actually, and this is a trite word, but it's absolutely true, execute some things, you know, do it the right way. And so at some point we're going to have to see that, whether it's versus another team in the preseason or whatever. And I think D'Amico has to see that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can wait till another team in the preseason to start seeing that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you want to see it, you know, tomorrow by or
the time,
Friday.
Yeah, by the time you hit halfway through, I think your time in the Greenbrier, you need to see some things that this offense does, like, well.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we talked to Henry Toto'o, and you will hear from him here in a little bit. And I was kind of asking him something along the same lines. You guys are just doing great. What are you seeing from the offense? And he says they have so much talent. You know, it's clear that they're helping us, et cetera. But I think they need some success. And then to what you said about not just turnovers and big plays, but being in the right spots too. The play that just absolutely was the highlight of the day was a deep ball in which Nico got behind Lassiter and Bullock. Bullock was helped from the inside. Got behind him, step and a half at least, maybe
you
more.
You say help from the inside. I think he might have been over top, but he knew he could play right into space.
Well, yeah. That's kind of where I'm going. He was coming from the inside.
Yeah.
And he had a step on both of them. The ball was slightly underthrown, so maybe that's on C.J. Stroud. But they were in their defense, doing their job. You know, Lassiter was on the outside. Bullock was coming from the inside. Boom, interception. They closed and got it done. Now, certainly the underthrown ball was a factor there, but that was exactly what D'Amico was talking about. Great defense, in the right spots, still made a big play.
Yeah, from the 3-4-6, defense knows the offense well and understands player tendencies better than other teams will at this point. We'll be fine. I don't know that that's the case because I don't know how many people – I don't know if everybody knows the offense well at this point. I think that everybody is still trying to figure out what this offense is, and I think you can give the defense credit for the principles that they have and the way that they execute it. They work on most offenses, right? So, look, this is the tough thing about training camp is trying to figure out on these grounds what you're seeing that is some level of okay for the time being and what you're seeing that portends,
you're like,
maybe issues. And it's one of those things that we only ever get as answers on the back end, right? Yeah. We end up 3, 5, 7 weeks into the season and we go, okay, so what we saw in training camp meant then.
And we will do that. We've done that in the past. We're like, okay, we were wondering, and it is true, or it's not true, or whatever.
So, I mean, we'll talk about it for the time being, but I think there's also the room to acknowledge that we'll have a better idea of what all this means later. Of course, not really all that helpful in this moment. On the YouTube page, what's wrong with 7? Look, I know that Clint's talked about it. We talked about it earlier in the show, the idea of that rep share not kind of cycling in a certain way. And I think he took that to be kind of a question that is there something wrong with C.J. Stroud? I know that we had talked about things in the offseason and in minicamp where he did not throw. But I don't know that I believe that there's something wrong with him in that way. However, you did make mention that like he was leaving some footballs a little short today, wasn't he?
Well, he did that one for sure. Another one he missed, maybe a little inside, and it should have been an outside throw. But neither here nor there on how he played today. Clint was – and we played the audio. He was talking about the reps that he was getting and such. I don't know what to make of it. I think there's a lot of possibilities, just to answer the texter's question. It could be bringing him along slowly, just to make sure. It is early. It could be, and I think this is where I would lean if I had to pick a side. To me, they're putting a lot on C.J. Stroud's plate.
Yeah.
Like the entire offense. They're putting the entire offense. He wanted it. He's gotten it. But maybe they're just sort of slow pedaling on it a little bit, so he knows what he's doing and he's still trying to play catch up. And then the third thing is what Clint said, something ain't right. I don't know. No, we haven't seen any reporting. We haven't, I can't tell you that he's looked necessarily bad, but if that's what Clint's seeing and some of those balls that we just talked about are a little off, maybe there is something there.
Well, one thing I can say is in the off chance, and from my perspective, that there is something happening. It's not with his legs. He had to use them a couple of times to escape some circumstances, which, again, points to something that somebody's talking about on the text line. Can you talk about the offensive line and maybe the lack of success there? And they are still finding some level of gel.
There's that, too.
But, that was tough. There were some rough patches for him. One of the things that I did give in way of, context is the way that I'll say it. This offense was trying to get the ball deep a little bit. We were talking about Matt Burke, and we know this about any given practice, particularly in training camp. They're working on something in particular, and it definitely felt like they were trying to get the ball downfield, push the ball downfield.
Yeah.
This offense is not ready, offensive line-wise, to be able to hold up for pushing the ball downfield.
Well, that's the other part of the offense not having a good day. If I had to put a number on it, 3 sacks and a couple of flushes, that isn't going to cut it.
Again, it's a work in progress. This was a whole competition thing, but this is – I don't want to say this is the thing that we were worried about because I don't know that it's inherently just pure negative at this point, but it ain't like all sunshine and rainbows with this offensive line. This was the thing. Hey, you did not – some could argue you have less talent necessarily this year on the offensive line, but the idea was that competition was supposed to raise the boats. right now, I'm not seeing, like, the raised boats of competition as of yet. We're not done yet. There's still a lot of work to be done out here on these practice fields.
Correct.
Fields in West Virginia as well. But that's the thing that is worth watching, and it was the thing that became a big talking point for good reason.
Absolutely, 100%.
All right. More things, always more things to talk about with your Houston Texans as we keep going here at training camp. I done forgot the days. I'm going to be completely honest. We're getting
seven.
Into that space. Thank you. Thank you, Figgy, for giving me that number there. Day seven out here. And it was a good one. It was another good one, at least to get some more insight, even if everything wasn't sunshine and rainbows, because when is it ever? All right. You're in the loop, though, here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions, which we always do at this time. We'll do that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.